Okay, Jeremy, where do you fall?
I go with a Fraser and I check to see if there was a squirrel and there wasn't.
One last tip. When you go to have a tree cut, bring along some wet paper towels and slap them right on that cut and it'll prevent it from sealing.
Robin Young, Christmas tree expert.
There you go. Let's bring in NPR music writer Stephen Thompson. It is Monday. Stephen, what song have you got for us to start our week?
I've got a brand new reissue that to me is wonderfully exciting and gratifying. It's a vinyl and digital reissue of an album that first came out in 1991 by a band called Too Much Joy. The record is called Serial Killers, like C-E-R-E-A-L. And as the title suggests, it's full of bratty, kind of punky, very smart alecky rock songs. They only really had a cult following when they first came out. But for me, like a lot of people who were in college or high school when Too Much Joy started making records, it was actually a very important band. It was a bridge to weirder music than certainly I was accustomed to hearing at that time. This particular song, Crush Story, is an absolute staple if you're making a mixtape for somebody that you're just getting to know and like.
Let's hear Crush Story by Too Much Joy. So obviously they have some sort of following if they're getting a re-release.
Yeah, I mean it's not a massively worldwide release. It's definitely.
Is it just in your office?
It's just in my heart. the people who love this band have really held it close to them for a very long time. So there are a bunch of 40-year-old pockmarked nerds like me who are just super excited about it.
Well, then what makes this Crush Story resonate for you?
Well, it just nails what it's like to feel crushed out. It's not a rational feeling. It's not love. It's not really even fraught with any kind of tension. The chorus has all those wonderful lines about how having a crush on someone is better than love. It captures that excitement of getting to know someone before you've gotten used to them. And there's no, you don't resent them yet. And the singer, a guy named Tim Quirk, has this kind of boyish way of making grand pronouncements, as we heard, like everything you've ever said is brilliant, anything you want to do is fine with me. There are a lot of irrationally exuberant songs about love in the world, but Crush Story is an irrationally exuberant song about irrational exuberance, and I just love that about it.
We have to get this to Alan Greenspan, the former Fed chair.
Exactly. He knows from irrational exuberance.
Crush Story by Too Much Joy. That's Stephen Thompson's song of the week. It's from the newly reissued album Serial Killers, C-E-R-E-A-L. And is the singer's name really Quirk?
It's his real name.
Look at that.
Tim Quirk.
Stephen, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry, online at brilliantearth.com, and lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at lumosity.com.